Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Thanks for coming today, and welcome to Cedar and Caroline Springs United Church. So let me begin this sermon with a question. So have you ever experienced a moment when a small act of kindness or a few encouraging words from someone had a profound impact on your life? So if so, what was it? So just think about that. Do you have something about this? George, do you have something? No? One of your sisters impacted your life? No? Sugar, I'm watching you. Oh, as a person, you have something?
I couldn't think of anything.
Okay. Oh, it's perfect life. So today, we hear one of the most loved stories in the Bible, the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus had just heard sad news. His cousin, John the Baptist, had been killed. So Jesus went away by boat to a quiet place, wanting to be alone. Jesus may be very sad. But the crowds followed him. And when Jesus saw them, he did not send them away. He had compassion, and he healed the sick among them. As evening came, the disciples said, "This is a remote place, and it is already late. Send the crowds away so they can buy food." But Jesus answered, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." The disciples looked around and found only 5 small loaves of bread and 2 fish. That was all. It was nowhere near enough for more than 5,000 people. But Jesus took what little they had and gave thanks to God and gave it to the people. Everyone ate. Everyone was full. And 12 baskets of leftovers were gathered. What can this story teach us about mission? The first miracle in this story is not the bread multiplying. The first miracle is much smaller and much quieter. It is the moment someone was willing to share. A child. Before the crowd was fed, someone had to offer what they had, 5 loaves, 2 fish. It was small. It probably felt embarrassing to offer, knowing how many people needed to eat. But that small willingness to share was itself a miracle. God's mission always begins this way, not with abundance, but with willingness. This is not only about money or food. It is about our whole selves, our time, our energy, our gifts, our devotion to God. Wherever we have, no matter how small it seems, was never really ours to begin with. Our talents, our resources, even our very lives, these are gifts from God. So when we give them back for the sake of God's kingdom, we are simply returning what already belonged to Him. The amount doesn't matter to God. He only asks that we offer what we have, whether that is a little or a lot, or place it in His hands. So when we do, God takes it, plants it like a seed, and in His own time it grows and bears fruit. So the Apostle Paul once wrote about this. He said that he planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God was the one who made it grow. This is such a freeing truth for us in mission and ministry. We are not responsible for the harvest. We are only asked to plant what we have. God is the one who brings the increase. I once watched a movie called The Butterfly Effect. You know that movie, Amy? No? Have you ever seen this, watched this movie? No? So maybe some of you know, maybe, know this idea that something as small as a butterfly flapping its wings in one part of the world can set off a chain of events leading to a hurricane far away. That means a tiny action, a massive result. Our mission works the same way. What we give may feel small and unimportant. A kind word, a small donation, an hour of our time, a quiet prayer for someone. It might seem like nothing compared to the great needs of the world, but God can take that small offerings and use it to change a life, to bless a community, or to shape the future in ways we could never predict. 5 loaves and 2 fish fed a multitude and left baskets full. God still works that way today. So let me share another story that shows this same truth. Last week, I attended the Korean National Conference. That's the photo. So on the last day, during the closing worship service, Reverend Dr. Kevin Kim. So, Kim, he's Reverend Dr. Kevin Kim. Who's the guy? So nice guy, handsome guy. I'm not saying it's me, okay? So he is Kari Sasuli, the president of United Church. And he is Reverend Dr. Paul Goh, he's president-elect. So he starts his ministry as a president from next year. He's Korean. So anyway, the Reverend Dr. Kim shared something that touched my heart. Kevin grew up in a small village in Korea. It called Seosan. He went to a tiny primary school with only a few students. Near his village, there was a US military base. One day, a Christian American soldier from that base offered to teach English to the children at the school. Kevin was one of them. Through those simple lessons, Kevin learned English. But something more happened too. He began to dream of a bigger world beyond his small village in Korea. So today, Kevin is a minister serving an English-speaking congregation in the United Church in Australia. He works for the Trinity United Church in Brighton. The soldier probably did not think he was doing anything special. He simply wanted to help some children in a small village learn a little English. But the small act of kindness changed a boy's whole life like butterfly effect. So Kevin still remembers the soldier, the name Scott Berlin, with thankfulness. He tried to find the Scott Berlin a couple of times, but he couldn't find him. He says it was the soldier's kindness and encouragement that first sparked his love for English and later led him into ministry. A soldier's simple offer of English lessons became a life-changing gift. It shows us again that God can take our smallest acts of love and use them to make a difference that lasts forever. So today, I want to say something special to our young adults, our young people. This miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish is not just about giving God something small and getting something huge back like an investment. I'm not telling you this so you calculate what you will get in return. Of course, I want you to be blessed in your life, even in material ways. But I believe our goal should be different from the world's goal. People in the world work hard to gain enough wealth for 5,000 people, but only for themselves. They keep it. They are proud of it. But you are children of God. I want you to become people who can feed 5,000 just like in this miracle. So I bless you with this. So Ina, Jerry, Sugar, George, and Kai, and then Ivan, even Grace. I bless you with this. May you become workers of God who have the power to feed 5,000 people, to share what you have with 5,000 people. If you hold on to this prayer, and if you keep working toward it without giving up, I truly believe it will happen in your life. So friends, do not look at what you have and think it is too small to matter. Do not hold back your gifts because they seem insignificant. Offer them to God. Let Him take your small loaves and fish. Trust Him to multiply what you give in His time and in His way. This is what mission looks like. Ordinary people offering ordinary things, and God doing extraordinary work through them. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for the story of the loaves and fish. Teach us to offer what little we have with open and willing hearts. Take our small gifts and use them for your kingdom. Help us trust that you multiply what we give in your time and your way. May our lives bear fruit for your glory. Amen.